Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Nissan Mets pregame show. Getting set for game two with the Mets and the Colorado Rockies. Time for the leadoff spot presented by Laborers Local 731. Feel the power, and we are joined by Bill Pulsifer here on the leadoff spot. Bill, as always, great to see you. Appreciate your time.
Well, thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. That's nice to be here.
Fantasy camp coming up in a couple of months now in November, and well, the third week's been added because it's so popular. So what can fans expect that are heading down to Port St. Lucie in a couple of months, and why is it such a great opportunity?
Oh, well, I mean, fans can expect to have the time of their life. You know, I've been lucky enough now. This will be my fifth year going down to fantasy camp, and it's a really special thing, obviously, for the love of the organization, love of the team, and the camaraderie down there is just exceptional. You know, you go down there, and you don't know people, and by the end of the week, you got a whole group of 120 new friends, and it's been a blessing for me to get the opportunity to be a part of fantasy camp. Doug Dickey and Dougie Flynn do a tremendous job down there with the organization of the camp itself, and all the festivities and the ball fields down there are beautiful. You get to play on the spring training fields, big league level fields, and it's just a blast.
What can people expect in terms of the day-to-day when they're down in Port St. Lucie?
Well, you know, you get up early in the morning, you head over to the yard. There's a tremendous breakfast every single morning. You know, we're spoiled with the food that goes on down there. They do an incredible job. You know, you're going to be out there. You're going to get your balls busted by the former players down there. You're going to get to see some of the greats and the historical guys like Dwight Gooden and, you know, the 86 Mets. For me as a Mets fan, it's a pleasure to be able to be around those guys. You're going to play a couple of games of baseball. You're going to possibly hurt your body a little bit because, you know, I always say it's better them than me being out there running around. I can't believe these guys do this. But and then at night, you're going to go out for a nice meal. You're going to have, you know, we have casino night down there where they do the, it's not gambling for real money, but it's a fun, entertaining night. Kangaroo Court is always a tremendous time and a blast where everybody gets to bust each other's chops. And if you mess up during camp, it will be brought up. But it's just day to day. It goes by too fast, really. You don't want it to end when it all comes down to it.
What about skill set wise? I'm sure that could be a fear for some people as they think, oh, I'm not good enough to get down there and play. What would you say in terms of, is it available for all levels, all ages for to get down there?
I think it's all encompassing. I don't think that it's not, to me, obviously there's a tournament being played going on down there. And if you win at the end, it's nice. You get a nice championship ring, which is tremendous. They do a great job with that. But to me, it's more about the family, and we call it the Mets Fantasy Camp family, the camaraderie. If you can't even run to first base, it doesn't even matter. You want to be out there. You want to be part of it. You get to see such a diverse group of people, meet so many different types of people and so many great people. You get to realize what a great community the Mets fans really are. So I don't think it's about baseball talent. I mean, obviously, if you can play, people are going to want to have you around in that. But when it boils down to it, we got guys from in their 30s all the way into their 70s. So it's really not about the baseball talent. It's more about just the camaraderie and being around.
All right, if fans are looking for more information, what's the best way for them to find out more about Fantasy Camp?
Oh, it's real simple. It's real easy. You go to Mets.com/Fantasy Camp. You'll be able to find all the info you need right there, and I highly recommend it.
Well, Pulse, appreciate your time, and well, enjoy it. It should be a lot of fun, and a third week's now available, so you know folks can really get a chance to get the full experience.
I can't wait, and if you have the opportunity to go down, I think that everybody that ends up going down there, they end up becoming returning campers because it's a phenomenal thing. Doug Dickey does a great job. The organization does a great job. I'm so happy that they let this, you know, the Mets organization let it happen, and don't pass it up if you have the opportunity.
That was Bill Pulsifer on the leadoff spot presented by Laborers Local 731. Feel the power. There's more to come on the Nissan Mets pregame show. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today. Shop NissanUSA.com. Back to Queens after the break on the WCBS Mets Radio Network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.